Track 3. Lorna Jesty is having another chat with Clark Willis from the Froude Enterprise Park at Easton. Do you know what iconic foodstuff is made there?
Hi, I'm with Clark Willis, and this time we're talking about FEP, which stands for?
The Food Enterprise Park.
Okay, so what does the Food Enterprise Park do?
We've got a real challenge in Norfolk. Mm-hmm. We produce about 9% of UK's food at farm gate level. But what we've not been very good at is actually processing it into products that you and your listeners buy in supermarkets. Mm-hmm. So the whole background to the Food Enterprise Park was the development by DEFRA, the government ministry on food and farming, to put additional processing plants in areas of production. So the Food Enterprise Park has got planning permission for anything that's to do with food processing, packaging, distribution, and it's a hive of activity, and it will be for the future. So interestingly, we started with one of the iconic brands that we thought we'd lose from Norfolk, and that's Coleman's.
Oh, brilliant. Really?
Yes. So we know that Unilever with Britvic pulled out of Norwich, and there was some concern that the iconic brand that said produced in Norfolk on every tin wouldn't happen. And I remember the EDP doing a headline that says, "Let's keep it in Norfolk." Well, that's what we've managed to do. So the growers of the mint and mustard got together and built a factory to process mint and mustard. Because, of course, although they could move the production and processing, what they couldn't move is the growing of the mint and mustard. So we're sitting now just on the end of Easton, and there are four mint growers with about 100 acres of mint. And some of you will have seen those famous trailers.
Yes.
They come now to the Food Enterprise Park, and we're in mint season right now, where they are processed, washed, steamed, and then stored, ready for going to Burton-on-Trent, to the Unilever factory, where they go into the iconic mint bottles. And the same thing's happening with mustard. And so again, those iconic little yellow tins of mustard are produced now between Easton and Honingham, just off the A47.
Well, think again now, because I've got in my head that it's Coleman's wasn't here. So, and does it just do Coleman's mustard? Or?
No, it doesn't. It's fantastic. The growers have got together and formed a company with some outside support, a really top-class management team as well. And then now, believe it or not, making Dijon and French mustards. They're making wet mustards, and that's been exported to 20 countries, 30 customers around the world. Because, of course, we think mustard only goes on beef, but actually it's a massive ingredient into curries and other sauces as an ingredient, and therefore has got global appeal.
So what else is on the park?
Let me tell you something that is going to be interesting for the future. It's called controlled environment agriculture. Now, that might sound highfalutin, but actually we have some challenges in the country, as we know, biodiversity loss, nature loss. So a lot of farmland now is going into environmental schemes, and that's a whole new ball game. But our food production now is moving to a large extent indoors. So what we've got on the Food Enterprise Park is one of the world's largest vertical farms. I won't go into how that works, but this is local food production of products that we eat that at the moment we're having to import from other countries. The vertical farm, let me give you an example. If it just produced leafy greens, salads, it could produce 72,000 bags a day, 365 days a year, using only 5% of the amount of water that you would in a field situation, and no runoff into our rivers at all. And that's powered with renewable energy from solar. So that is one of the future of farming. And in fact, the Fisher Farms motto is future of farming.
And it really is for encouraging new industries, enterprises.
Yes. So we've now got dozens of new businesses on the Food Enterprise Park. And actually, I think without exception, all of those are new companies that have been set up in the last 10 years. And that's great. Because what we need to do for the future is to create the Colemans. Yes. Somebody created the Colemans. Mr. Coleman produced that nearly 200 years ago. And therefore, it's important that we do create these new businesses for the future so that those iconic brands that we love continue.
Yeah. And I think us listeners should be proud that it's all here in Norfolk.
Absolutely.
Okay, shall we end there?
Thank you.
Thanks ever so much, Clark.